Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 136. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy!
Today is apparently the 23rd of 23rd. January.
Sorry,
so
I don't have a calendar.
So I've been led to believe, based on the nothing on the wall.
I never had anything on the wall anyways.
On the fridge, good one.
Thanks.
Anyways, welcome to Bleed Geek. This is what we do. Thursday evening.
Thursday.
And yeah, we're going to talk about some tech news and some Winter Carnival news and some... We're not really going to talk about the Winter Carnival, I don't know.
Thank you, because I don't care about it.
Yeah, it's just cold out, mostly, was what I was trying to go for, and that's all that came out, so... Yeah, I'm probably going to sneeze now, so be prepared for that.
Alright.
So yeah, tech news. What's been going on in the tech news, Randy?
Well, I will...
You know anything about contacts? It didn't happen yet. This is... Yeah, do you see Google making contact lenses?
Yes.
Is that crazy?
Does it make me want a pair? Kind of.
Do you have diabetes?
I don't need diabetes.
That's what they're making them for.
I know, but...
I could still wear them and it could check my blood.
Exactly.
And I'd be awesome.
I know. I'd be like, oh, man. Yes, that Snicker bar is kicking in right now.
Oh, man, it's reading my eyes. My teardrops.
It's kind of crazy, though.
Too many teardrops.
Like, so I watched a video maybe, I would say close to a year ago, of a guy, actually, who developed his own contact lens with a heads-up display.
Really?
Yeah. Super crazy. And
it
was, like,
pretty crazy.
Obviously, like, regular contacts are fairly thin, and you can't feel them when you're wearing them. And this guy said, you know, it's like, this is obviously the start of something, and so it was a little bit thick. Because it had to have a super, super tiny battery put in there still for the display to work. But it's like some guy built it on his own, so that means, like how's Google... I didn't catch... They didn't really say much that I saw, like, how it's being powered.
Yeah, I didn't see that part either. And I don't know if the
Maybe
chip just lasts long.
As
like,
you blink, it's like...
It's using the kinetic force that flushes the eye down. The movement itself, there's a tiny little shake weight in there. And I don't know how they're powering it either.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have something worked out.
Right.
In craziness. That's what they do, right? They're crazy.
What they do.
Crazy. But yeah, so Google's getting into contact lenses to check your blood. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know. They basically came out to say they were doing it, but they're not far enough. They're like going to start working with the FDA and...
Well, it's to get something like that into America is, I mean, any medical product is super regulated. So it...
What?
Google. They just kind of make my mind explode, like, how much stuff they actually have going on. Like, just when you think they're already spread thin, or not thin necessarily, but they've got their hands in a lot of cookie jars spread.
Well, they've got their hands in a lot of cookie jars, all right.
You know, but they're, like, they're already rather diverse, and now the fact that they're kind of stepping into the medical market is interesting.
They've got their hands on...
Oh,
all
man, they're going to be collecting data about your...
They're going to get all my blood data. That's going to happen.
That's what people are going to start saying.
Well, they probably already said it. And we just said it, so...
Heard it here first.
Blood data being taken. Have you, speaking of blood data... I don't have anything to go with that, actually.
It's like, where is this going?
But we could talk about Amazon reading the future.
Is that kind of crazy?
They're apparently going to pre-ship items now. They filed a patent to essentially send things they think you're going to order to a checkpoint that's like a warehouse or whatever, a hub that's a lot closer to where you are. So when you do order it,
do you think
it'll be delivered a lot more rapidly?
Yeah, so they said like it could sit at a post office...
And you could go pick it up, basically.
Without, like, a shipping label on it, and the post office would somehow know what it is. So what I, and that's what I don't understand. Like, what if
magic?
What if two people in your area order the same thing?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know. They obviously have it all figured out. But
that's, yeah,
it like to me, it almost seems like with what Amazon is doing, because it's partnered with USPS yet again.
Are they trying to become the USPS?
That's what I wonder. Like, the Postal Service has, like, they've posted some of their biggest losses that they've ever had in the last, like, 5 years. And I feel like the only place that's really stepping up to continually give them business right now is the Postal Service.
Amazon, you mean?
Or, yeah, Amazon giving them business, you know? And obviously it's, like, some sort of contract deal. It has to be. So, I guess it, to our predictions show, I would add a 2 year. It would not shock me at all if somehow Bezos decided, like, hey, I'm just going to take over the post office. Like, I don't know if that could happen, you know?
Maybe they'll sell it to him.
But, like, how much do you think the post office is worth?
A lot. A lot. I don't know.
But how much are they worth when they're posting $1 billion?
Like, the infrastructure deficits itself, I mean. Well, and stamps are going up, like, this weekend or something. Yep. 3 cents. I don't know.
Again, they just went up, like,
right,
not even a year ago.
I don't know. It's crazy stuff.
So,
I don't know what they're doing. Post office is going downhill.
Maybe the Amazon is taking advantage of them going down to secure them the post office business, and that they're willing to work out deals. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. It's cool, though. I'm excited for them.
Good job, Amazon.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
What were you going
to
say?
So do you think this would be also a driver, possibly, for Amazon just to get warehouses in all of the major cities in each state? Not all major cities, but, like,
I think once, I think the only thing that really holds them back from that right now is that they don't have to file tax, they don't have to charge tax without having a physical building here.
But I feel like it would just make more sense if Amazon, like, partnered with the USPS and bought, like, some huge warehouse building.
I don't.
And the post office was just contracted to work from there. You know what I mean?
I don't understand how they just don't own UPS by now.
It's true.
I mean, they ship 90, like, the reason their warehouses is where they are is because of, like, you know, like, they're right, working with UPS. And
what else is crazy?
What?
I was thinking about, so you'd seen that deal that I'd posted about cast iron.
Yeah.
It's like, it was $65 with free shipping, obviously.
It's heavy, though.
The package was 40 plus pounds. If I was to ship that myself, it would easily be a $30 to $40 package to ship. And somebody has to soak up that cost. Kind of crazy.
UPS. Or Prime, I guess. Well, that's why Amazon doesn't make money, though, either.
So is it Amazon that's soaking up that price, then?
I'd assume a combination of Amazon and whoever it is they work for.
All right.
Who do they work for?
Who does Amazon work for?
UPS. That's what I meant.
Who does the UPS work for?
No, I meant, never mind. UPS and moving Amazon, on. I think both take a bit of that cost. And so, I think it comes down on both of them in the end.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, Lenovo bought a bunch from IBM a long time ago, right? ThinkPads, whatever. And now, apparently, they're taking up servers from them as well. They have bought $2.3 billion worth of servers from each, or from IBM.
Yep.
Do you think IBM is slowly pushing themselves out?
Yes.
And they're just going to liquidate?
Yeah. I don't think they have a lot of choice. Their products
at this point?
Yeah, their products are losing steam to other things. Like, I think about their enterprise solutions. It's like, they've got Lotus. I mean, there are some good products that IBM has, like their mainframe system, like that will never go away from them. Well, it might, but it would take a long time or take a lot of money. But, like, I think about their, like, email client, Lotus Notes. That's a very it's a dying breed because Exchange integrates with what people are running in companies, and I feel like IBM just isn't, I don't feel like they're in the hardware market really, and Lenovo is a much larger name now.
I think so, like, it's, well, at least in the consumer space.
Right, well, in the business space, both,
well,
they're a huge name in the business space, and they're making waves in the consumer space.
But IBM, like, what does IBM do? Like, they're playing around with Watson. I mean,
yeah, it's all mainframe.
What else they got going on? That's about it.
They don't need anything else. It's like one of the largest,
I know,
corporate infrastructures, so.
But anyway.
That's crazy. I would like to know what percentage that would be. Like,
of their stuff?
Yeah. That's a huge number.
Yeah, so moving on. Well, we could talk about Verizon buying Intel. We talked about it just a couple weeks ago when we were talking about predictions and TVs and whatever, and the news just broke that Intel was abandoning their TV project, right? Well, now apparently Verizon is buying it up from Intel for, I don't know if the amount has been said, but it's buying all of it up.
I think that's worth much, though.
Yeah, probably. I mean, so Intel's problem was it couldn't get content partnerships, right?
Right.
And Verizon was working with Comcast before. They had a deal worked out with them, and they had their own set-top box similar to Roku and stuff. That was going to come out, supposedly, but then it never happened because the partnerships fell through.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one really said, and they still won't say, because they were asked, even like when this happened, like whatever happened with blah blah blah, they're like, you know, that's all confidential. So it's interesting that they're buying this. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with it. A lot of people think they're going to take on Comcast now, even though they were once partnered with them, but it's a hard space to get into. Actually, on this same note, there's a bunch of rumors today that Apple will release an updated version of the Apple TV. Not like a TV, but of right. their current set-top box in the early part of this year.
Is both, that a big seller?
Both Wall Street Journal and 9 to 5, like for them in general, or?
Yeah.
They always call it a hobby. Like, they're not selling a gajillion of them. Like, it's not like their iPhones or their iPads, right? But I think, I mean, it's...
I feel like it's one of those devices, though, that doesn't push an upgrade. Like, oh, man.
Right. Like, you I'm a generation back on mine, and I have no need, like, I feel no need to buy the newer one.
Yeah. I mean, you're not that you would necessarily anyways. I mean, I feel like you're not one of those people that goes out and buys the latest
like,
and greatest.
Like, I don't have to have the best there is, yeah.
But I just... I mean, I don't know anything about the new one, but it's like
technically mine only outputs to 720, actually. And the newer, the latest one came out at 1080.
Not even 4K yet?
Well, maybe, I mean, and then maybe that's why there's a newer one coming, right? So, and basically, like
I get you. You're one gen back from current gen. So
yeah.
You will, when this comes out, be two gens back.
Right.
Gotcha.
So,
So the current one is 1080, though, I'd assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, but that's really the only difference. It has a slightly better processor, but otherwise it's pretty much identical to the one I have. And they essentially are they're just using old iPad processors, really, is what's in them, I'm pretty sure. They use the same processors that the iPad and the iPhone, like, similar, like, the A7 or the A6 that they use for those.
Nice.
But there's a lot of rumors today. 9 to 5 and Wall Street Journal both had... I mean, they could be the same source, I suppose, in reality, but they say they both have sources.
I need a source.
I know. We all need sources. But yeah, that's that. And there was other rumors, not that any of this is even on here, but there's a lot of rumors today also about bigger iPhones again. A 4.8-inch coming out this year. They say there'll be two sizes that come out this year. I find that a little hard to believe. I think if they came out with a bigger one, it would be just one more phone. Because they're not the type to bust into a lot of different sizes. Like, let's say, Samsung. They have a couple different, right? Like two or three, maybe?
Something like that.
Or 55. pretty much name a size and they build it. But yeah, so we'll see. I'd be interested in a different phone size. It'll be nice because that's what my size of my upgrade will be. So, Beats Music launched this week, Monday or Tuesday.
Did you get in on that?
I downloaded it. And originally they were only giving away 7 days. Really, I wasn't going to, and then Steven started talking to me about it. And then I was like, well, I'll check it out. And then they said, because they're only giving away 7 days, but now there's been some technical issues in their launch, because that's what happens when things launch typically, right? They get bumped down on their mainframe.
It's true.
But now they're doing 14 days for people who have just signed up recently. And I think they've actually stopped signups for a short time because to get it back under control. But they actually, through AT&T, so I think it's $10 a month if you get it through them. But if you have AT&T, you can do $15 and you can get a family plan. So anyone on your family plan, like if you have a family line for phones,
can
use it. And you can get 90 days for free with that.
Are they partnered with all labels then?
I don't know. Like, I played around with it a little and it seemed very heavy hip-hop. When I put it on random.
Obviously, that makes sense.
And, but when Steven was telling me about it, he got a lot more of his actual personal taste in music, and he was into it. But I don't know if it's because they ask you a series of questions, like, what kind of music do you like? You know, tap once for things you like, twice for things. Because it had, like, it was an interesting UI. It was, like, once for things you like, tap twice for things you love, and then hold things that you don't like, and it'll disappear. And then, like, it had all these different genres. And then, like, later it got into specific artists.
Interesting.
But when I did that, I ended up with a lot of... And I don't know why that would happen for me.
Did you say you liked Snoop Lion?
Snoop Lion's my favorite. Quadruple tap that. No, because I put... The biggest things I put was rock and Indian alternative. And so then, I don't know. And I don't know if it's their partner dealership. And I wondered that, and I meant to ask Steven if he knew. But I didn't know what their highest, you know, what level they were at. And they, because they had bought Mog, and Mog had a pretty big library. So I would assume they're just encompassing their deals. I don't know. I didn't look into that part of it enough, I guess. I apologize for my failure of knowledge of their library size.
No, that's all right. It's just, usually you have that
stuff. I know, that's so. Why I apologized.
Accepted.
But the UI seems interesting. There's a weird little thing on it. You could pull it up and it's like, you could say where you are, who you're with, and what you're doing. And it'll give you a random playlist based on that. Like, I'm at the gym by myself and I'm gonna work out, or I don't know what else you would do at the gym, right? I'm at home with my significant other and we're making dinner, like,
and oh, that's kind of,
I don't know how closely curated, but that's like what they're going for, is we can make curated playlists that are smart.
And maybe it's one of those things similar to like Pandora, when you like thumbs up or thumbs down, that the more people that do it, it'll
Well, it doesn't necessarily need to be the more people, although that helps, because then I thought that was spilling all over you because of the light. That was totally weird. I think it reads a lot into your personal preferences as well, and so I guess it would be based on, like, everyone that likes this song does like this, so that would right. mean like that. But I think also then it reads into yours, and so the combination of the two both. But if it had, like, again, like, having all of Mog's data, I would assume that they have a pretty good start. But
With Mog, they have to have a...
Because that was a pretty decent service. And it's still going, I think, through April, I believe, is what I read. Maybe it was sooner. Maybe it was only February. The end of February. It was like the 15th.
For some reason, I thought it was February.
Okay. It might be February 15th then. But... And a lot of, apparently, Mog customers aren't happy with the transition, but what can you do?
Get over it.
Can't win them all, right?
Definitely not.
And then, also, on a side note, while we're talking about Beats... I take a lot of side notes, I realize. Did you see Kim.com is, like, previewing his music site? I think it's called Baboom.
I didn't catch what the site name was, but I did. I just caught a headline.
But it's Pay What You Want. So he released his own album, and that's all that's on it. Cause it's, officially launching late this year, he says. And it's only available in New Zealand right now because that's where he is. That's his adopted home country. Or I don't know. But he released his own album. And if you want it for free, you can listen to it for free. But if you want to pay for it, you can pay for it. Which those things have been done in the past, like Nine Inch Nails and Radiohead come to mind with Pay What You Want right away, like what they did in Rainbows and whatever album Nine Inch Nails did. But I don't know. He's crazy. Mostly is why I bring it up, is because I just think he's crazy.
I like him,
like,
a
he's
lot.
Like, he's not crazy in a bad way necessarily, but just crazy in a crazy way, right? Like, I just don't know what he's doing ever, kind of way. He does what he wants, really. Do you still use Mega?
Every once in a while.
Like, do you have stuff in it, though? Like, yep. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
I did see, I didn't put it in here, but Microsoft had their announcement, their earnings released this afternoon.
I didn't catch that.
They sold a crap ton of like 3-point-some million Xbox Ones in the first 5 weeks.
Versus what for?
I don't know.
PS4.
They haven't released numbers yet, so.
Okay.
They just said that they. I mean, they both told us when they got to a million, but since then they haven't really released anything.
Speaking of Xbox, did you hear all of the controversy going on
with
the YouTube
bad drives or something?
No.
Or bad just.
On YouTube specifically in regards to the Xbox. So apparently, Microsoft has been offering promotions to YouTube channel creators.
Oh, to
that if they
promote it,
if they promote the product, that they'll
review
pay
it
them,
kindly.
Yeah, that they'll pay them more.
Payola.
Well, apparently, I'm blanking on the name of the site. The YouTube channel, but it's like a huge gamer one. Well, they
IGN.
No, it wasn't IGN.
I was just kidding.
But apparently, they were one of the groups, like one of the guys that worked for the
so
company.
So, like, they're legitimate
out.
Reviews.
Yeah.
And they're getting paid for it, like,
and they
hardcore
were.
Bad ethics.
Yeah. And it's just created an entire shitstorm on the interweb. Like, there was a thread on multiple gamer forums of just backlash, like people saying they're out unsubscribing, and in the first like 2 days they lost over 20,000 subscribers with like 700,000.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
It makes sense. So like I would stop like The Verge is something, and Polygon, we'll use Polygon because it's a gaming site, right? If I
yep.
found out that, I would not be able to trust anything they told me after that, right? Like
right.
Granted, I mean, you can see, for the most part, the factual evidence of, especially with a system, like, a system is only as great as the games that are on it right now, and being as early as it is, I have a hard time thinking everyone's going to talk badly about it, unless, like, the UI is absolutely horrible. But with both PlayStation and Xbox, I mean, they're simply an evolution at this point.
Right.
It's like going from the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 5. I mean, really, unless something drastic like iOS 7 happens, it's hard to screw it up at that point when they're that far along. But if I found, like, I would still not be able to trust said site.
No, I hear you. Preaching to the choir.
So that is, I mean, it's crap. I mean, and the odds of that they would have given it a good review anyway. I mean, I don't know what they were paying them, obviously. I don't know if it came out, how much.
It was, I mean, like, Google's payments are, like, 10 cents per 1,000 clicks, you know, like, stuff like that. And this was $3 per 1,000 clicks.
Like, that Microsoft was paying them? Like, what did Microsoft pay them to?
YouTube, the channels?
Yeah.
It was, like,
oh, okay, so they were paying them per view?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was quite a bit,
it
potentially.
It was a huge markup from what it would normally be. So.
I know there's some talk of drive fails with I think it was the Xbox, might have been the PlayStation, might be both. But I mean, the first run of any system is going to have issues. look at how many Xbox 360s had the Red Ring of Death right away.
I feel like it just gives people a reason to
buy them again.
No, upgrade the drive to solid state.
Nintendo, I don't think actually had their earnings call yet, but they cut their projections by like 70%.
That was a painful read.
Yeah, they were gonna the amount of Wii U's they were gonna sell dropped from like, I don't know, like 30 million to like 6 million or something crazy like that, right? Like, and it's, everyone's like, oh, we've been telling, you know, like everyone's, you know, throwing stones at them now, but it's, I saw, and maybe you saw it on Reddit, there was a, like, it's like everything they're telling them to do with the Wii and the Wii U is like exactly what they did with the GameCube. Did you see that? Yep. It was like the worst selling console ever.
Yeah.
Which I thought the GameCube was awesome, but that's just me. I have my note in my, but I mean, I still think 64 was the best, but neither here nor there. Like the GameCube was, I mean, the discs were a little weird. They got a little crazy with the discs, sure, but yeah, like, you know, all the stuff they wanted to do, and it takes a little bit, and I don't know. They're just going their way, and you know, the one of the higher ups came out and said, you know, it's not like we can just flip a switch and all of a sudden Mario's coming out on the iPhone and that solves all our problems, but they said they were looking into different strategies, basically, is what he said.
And it's good. I mean, it has to be on top of the, it has to be on the top of their list, you know?
I mean, like, it's not like they don't realize that they've just had 3 years in a row of losses in a company that went 25 years without posting a loss, right? Like, it's not like they're like, huh, must just be a bad year. Oh, must have just had two bad years. I mean, they're obviously trying to figure something out, and it is what it is, right? It's hard because Nintendo is so nostalgic for a lot of people, I guess. I mean, it's what we grew up on, so.
Yeah, well, and thankfully, I feel like there's enough people that don't want to see them fail, you know? Like, I feel like if Nintendo came out and they're like, we have to close our doors.
Unless.
We're going to do a Kickstarter program.
Or, unless we could sell X amount of, essentially what Kickstarter is, I guess, really, in the end, right?
Yeah.
Pre-sales is essentially right.
But I don't know. We've talked about it before, I guess. It just puts them in an interesting situation right now. When they released the Wii, like, I feel like, what came out before the Wii? Was it the GameCube?
GameCube, because the Wii is backwards compatible to the mini discs.
When the GameCube came out, it was, like, one of the, I mean, it was a beast system. It just didn't catch any attention.
And it's the same problem they have every launch. It looks like it's for kids.
Right.
Their first part, but at the same time, like, that first, the first party software that they make is phenomenal, and it is always what sells systems. Every Nintendo system I bought was either for Mario or Zelda. Like, in the end, that's why I bought them, right?
That makes sense.
Like, those are the games I want to play still. Like, I want to buy the Wii U and get the Wind Waker...
So
the Wind Waker HD.
Riddle me this one, Batman.
And the Mario games.
If they came out in 6 months and they said, we know the Wii U flopped, but we've been developing a new console that actually has comparative specs to, say, an Xbox or a PlayStation, are they successful?
No.
And that's just it. Like,
that's my problem
with them.
I don't care about their specs on their system, right? But
game developers, the reason why they're flopping is because
they can't just port it over.
Yes.
And the controls are way different, though. That's where I think they've really gotten away. It's a lot harder to port to a motion-controlled system.
And maybe that's it, but game developers want to progress also. You know, and that's where I feel like going to, like, developing for the Wii U, going back 10 steps.
But even, like, I look at the Mario 3D game, right? Like, I've never played it, but I've looked at the demo in the store. I've seen watched plenty of video online. Owen watches videos of it all the time, right? Like, on YouTube. That's, like, what he watches on YouTube. He always wants Mario, Sonic, and Luigi. He likes Luigi better than Mario. Whatever. But, like, the graphics look amazing to me. Like, I don't care. Like, they look like Mario, but they look amazing to me. Like, I don't care that, like, I've seen you play, well, I watch you play Hitman on your computer, right? Like, it looks realistic. It looks like that's insane. But I don't need it to look like that for the game to be super enjoyable and fun and me want to play it over and over.
Their shtick is making a well-developed game.
It plays well. It's replayability. It has...
They're focusing on gameplay, not game... Not eye candy,
right?
Essentially, I mean, it looks good.
Look at the first Assassin's Creed. Like, that game looked phenomenal when it came out, right? I thought, like, this is amazing.
I remember when I played it?
But guess what? 20 minutes into it, and I'm like, I've done the same thing 100 times already. This is so repetitive.
Well, it's funny. I remember because that was when you were living at your grandparents. Still,
yeah.
And I remember the first time I played it. I played it for maybe 20 minutes, and I was like jumping on buildings, and I'm like, cool. I'm
done.
Do something else now.
Yeah. Let's play Mario. Let's play Super Strikers on your fucking GameCube.
Seems legit.
Because that game was awesome.
I did start looking at GameCubes. They're only like 30-some bucks.
Yeah, they have one in my house.
Yeah, but...
I know. You want to come over and play Mario Kart?
Maybe.
But, and like, you look at, like, when Fight Night... I remember when the 360 came out and Fight Night was, a launch title. And that game was, like, seriously, like, I was, like mind-blowing graphics, right? Like... And it's still, like, I still think that holds up and looks good now, that original Fight Night that launched on the 360. But obviously there's other games that have progressed even further beyond that on that same console in the last 8 years.
Right.
Look at Grand Theft Auto, like, how immersive that is. And then it's like,
but then,
and Grand Theft Auto doesn't have, like, the best graphics in the world.
No, I have a lot of problems with the way that they did stuff. But
gameplay is fun.
Right. But it's like when new systems come out also, you don't know what you're coding for necessarily.
When new systems come out?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, so the longer, obviously the more time they have with a new system,
right,
they can build off of
what
the architecture is for the hardware.
And their stuff that they build it with gets better with time too, so.
Maybe Nintendo just needs to start developing NES 8-bit games again. I would buy the shit out of
And I read that they should put out a console for $100, like the Ouya. Like, their entire back catalog. $2 a game, $1 a game. How much money would they make?
I would buy...
All of them.
All of them, probably.
Right? Like, I would play... I still have my Nintendo and play Mario 3 all the time. We played it here all the time. Like,
it's true.
You know, not all the time here, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not like we play every night, but... Like, if it comes up, like, what do you want to do? You want to play Nintendo? Let's play Super Mario 3. No, that's awesome. Let's play Contra.
My Xbox and my Nintendo are what's hooked up to my TV right now.
And your Roku. But
and my Roku.
Like that $100 console, just like the Ouya. Like, it could even be that small, right? Like, it just has... Essentially, it's an emulator on a, you know, like... How long will it be before there's a Steam machine for sale that you can put an emulator on and play all the Nintendo games on? It's going to steal everything they have, right? Like, that can't be that far off.
Right.
And that was the other thing, the new Apple TV is rumored to have as game controller capability. Neither here nor there. Although it's kind of right here right now. I don't know. It sucks for Nintendo. Everyone thinks they're doomed. Then there's a lot of articles that says they're not doomed. Everyone's got an opinion on it. They won't fail because there's too many fanboys.
I don't think they can.
They make too much great content, really.
Right.
In the end.
But I do think their saving grace is developing games also for other consoles. I think they should be a game developer.
They need to be. So you think they need to be Sega?
Yes, that would be their saving grace. I mean,
it's funny to me is they make good hardware. Like,
have you played with a Wii U?
My Nintendo still works. You know how many Xboxes I've had?
That's true.
My GameCube still works.
GameCubes are pretty much indestructible, though.
Right.
That's a proven fact.
And I just mean in general, like, Owen plays my DS, the original DS. I don't even know when that came out. 2002?
Sure.
Cause I know I got it either right around when I graduated. Actually, I think it might have been 2003. Whatever. I got it right when it came out. So 2003. And like they've iterated on it. So now it's the 3DS. And they have the 3DS XL. So it's a little bit bigger. They've you know, evolved it into this perfect not phone portable game system, right?
Right.
The Vita has a hard time, like, even challenging it remotely, the PlayStation 1. You know, and they make really, really good games. Most people's game of the year, in the top two, was the Zelda game. Zelda that came out on the DS this year.
It's funny.
That's makes me want to buy a new DS.
Right. That's what Kyle's been playing. He showed me it.
The Link, Link Between Worlds.
Yeah. So I got to play it a little bit. It's really cool.
Like 10 out of 10 really, in most places.
It looks really good, too.
Like, they're killing it, but they're losing money, and that's the problem. Like, I don't know where the hemorrhage is coming from, whether it's they're just not selling enough, they're overprocessing, they're paying their people too much, they have too many people doing things that they don't need to. I'm not in the hierarchy, you know? Like, I don't understand it. There's got to be a solution there, though. And that's that, I guess. We should probably just... We're just beating a dead horse at this point. And I want to buy a DS to play Zelda.
All right.
Because I only have a regular DS because it came out 10 years ago, and now you have to have the 3DS to play the new games. Even though I don't want the 3D. It's
neither here nor there. You can turn the 3D
off. I know you can turn it off.
Okay.
But then if I can turn it off, why do I have to have the 3DS to play the game?
So you can use the 3D.
I know.
Moving on.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Netflix. What do you know about? Netflix was the other thing. I didn't put it in here. I don't know what their numbers are, but they still came up with like 3 million new customers this quarter.
2.34 million.
Yeah. Where are these people coming from? You're not signing up. There's nobody else. They're making a crap ton of money, and Reed Hastings is making fun of HBO every day. That's what's happening. House of Cards 2 comes out on Valentine's Day. Season 2.
A movie. Those numbers seem ridiculous.
What? Seriously, though, like I saw their... They're, like, into the 40 millions just in the U.S. users. Like,
yeah.
How many people live here? I don't know. I could look it up.
Isn't it, like, 700 million? No, you think that's too much? 7 billion in the world. Don't tell me yet.
In the world? I would just talk about U.S.
I know. I'm saying there's 7 billion in the world. Most of the population, like, 4 billion. I'm going to stick with 600 million.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
You're almost double the number.
Really? It's only 300 million?
313, it says. Yeah. According to Google.
What do they know?
Right. So I guess they got a ways to go in reality.
So their numbers can still keep... But think of what's the average number in a household.
Well, right. I guess you take... What is that? Probably 2 or 3, I would guess. 2 3/4.
Think it's only 2 3/4? I'd say 3.
3?
Yeah.
So then you got 100 million.
So, they're halfway
there.
Well,
and they're talking about... So right now, I think they allow you to watch it on up to 2 or 3 devices at the same time if you have an account. But they're talking on tiering that off, lowering it $1 and only being able to watch it on one device. And I think losing HD, but I'm not sure. And then they're talking about adding it up to another $1 and having being able to watch it on 4 devices. Does that seem crazy? I mean, it seems like
average population per household now stands at 2.55, down from 3.67.
So by 2 3/4 wasn't that far off?
Nope. Well done.
That still puts us a little over 150 million top. You know, like, it's not loading my numbers, but...
That's crazy. They got some work to do still.
I guess. But it just boggles my mind every time they add so many customers each year. Because
everybody has it. Except for Randy.
And, yeah. It is what it is.
Yep. So that's that.
Oh, I have T-Mobile listed on here. Apparently they're trying to get into bank cards or check cards or something now. Seems a little silly. It's like, yeah, your Un-carrier thing is working out for you, but maybe let's not overreach right now. Do you already have a T-Mobile check card? Is that what you're about to tell me?
No. No, I was going to say, you know what? They've been gambling this
more
whole
time.
More
power to them. It's kind of like what we all left at Netflix when they were at the bottom of the barrel, right?
It's true.
They're like, we're going to do all this crazy. Good luck, Quickster. And then suddenly here they are dominating.
Seems legit.
And someone else, I feel like, that the Amazon does a lot of crazy stuff, but they've never been down. They only ever keep going up.
No, they're either up a little bit.
Well, they never make money.
Yeah.
They're always losing money, but they're, like, right in the same place every time, so. I mean, like, they're not ever, like, they really have no competitors. I don't know how they haven't gotten, like, a monopoly filed against them yet.
Their service is doing this. Like, here's
actually,
the
they have a ton of competitors.
Their service is doing this more and more and more, but their income is just staying flat.
Well, it probably stays right with it as it goes up. They're spending in there.
Oh, true. They're parallel lines.
Right. They're never going to intersect, though, which is not good for investors.
Except the investors will never lose money, and Amazon will just continue being worth more and more, but never really making them money.
There has to be some point, though.
No,
a point of diminishing returns.
Because if their stocks keep going up, though, because
there's
got to
be a ceiling.
Worth more.
Where's the ceiling, Randy?
There's no ceiling.
Where's the poop?
There's no ceiling, Mike. To the moon.
Literally,
the
though.
Moon.
He wants to go to the moon. SpaceX, you heard. Anyways, you have anything else you want to throw in?
No.
We could probably wrap this up, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like I'm very congested right now, so I don't know what's happening there. Anyways, feel free to follow us on any social media sites in which you may use.
Tumblr, Facebook,
Twitter,
fans@bleedgeek.com, 406-794-3357, or 406-794-GEEKS.
You can always let us know what you think. You can always, we don't have an Instagram for Bleed Geek, but you can follow us individually on Instagram or Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
With that, we thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
I am Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.